Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Qasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Qasim, and our guest today is Alan. So Alan, if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Awesome. So I live here in Fort Worth, Texas, and what I do is I do almond butter. Blue almond is what we do, and this is agave-infused almond butter with a couple other ingredients. Really clean label. It's a very nutritional food that we want to be able to provide for then consumers, and that's what I do. And my day job, I work in operations for 3PLs, and that's the day job, and working on the side and getting blue almond going.
Awesome. So how did you get the idea for blue almond?
Funny you ask. You know, my background's manufacturing. And in fact, I've been in manufacturing for quite a few years. And me and my partners, I have two other partners. And one of my partners, his name is Vince. And he actually worked in manufacturing for a nut company back in California for a few years and worked on developing different formulations for almond butter. And we're just like, you know, like, how can we just make a really good product that we would enjoy ourselves? Vince has three daughters. He has three little girls. And one of his daughters has a lot of different allergens to a lot of foods. And this is one of the items that she's able to consume just because it's so clean. And so it's a nice healthy snack for his kiddos. And I eat it all the time.
Awesome. So I guess, like, how do you differentiate yourself from your competition? Obviously, it's a very competitive space. So what does that look like for you?
That's another good question. So I think it starts off with getting first harvest. So like whenever we get our almonds from California, we want to make sure that, well, number one, we're getting fresh almonds, the freshest that we can get, freshly roasted as well, and make sure that that's our P's and Q's are checked there. And then the other aspects of it is making sure that, I mean, we're doing small batch compared to the competitors, which are, I mean, they're just massive. So, you know, when you look at quality and the quality that we could provide, we'll always outrank to the big guys. And obviously the goal is growth, and we'll be able to scale from there. And I just say what separates us from the others is quality and our ability to source local ingredients as well. You know, we're Texans here, and we want to be able to, soon we want to actually be able to source our olives from Texas as well. So our olive oil from Texas. And recently we found out that there are olive groves here that grow in South Texas. And we're like, oh, that's really cool. So that's another thing that'd separate us.
So in terms of, like, say, I think that you told me that you recently started this company. So how did it go from actually saying, okay, I have this idea, testing out the product, and now it's good to go be sold, like, you know, online, like, you know, what did that look like for you?
Oh, it was a blitz. So it's like, it's every day, like, hey, let's get this done. You know, where's the COA? We need to get all these things aligned and understand the process. Where me and my partners, where we're really good at is understanding product development. So our background, like I've said, is manufacturing. So developing a product for us that's not an issue. So, and then also what really helps is just our backgrounds are so versatile and we have a lot of experience doing this. So it's like, oh, just gonna get a COA. Then, all right, we need to get this inspection. All right, we need to get FDA approved. All right. So it's like, that's all second nature for us. So it's, while for other people it might be a bit more challenging, for us, it's our bread and butter.
Makes sense. So what is the biggest challenge that you're facing right now in the business?
Biggest challenge. I'd say the biggest challenge would be understanding how to, I guess getting into retail would be the biggest challenge. You know,
so
it's easy to scale. It's
no, it's like you're not in retail now at all, right? You're just on direct
to
consumer.
No, so yeah, we're just doing direct to consumer right now. And so getting into retail, there's a lot of pre-requirements that need to be done. So we're knocking them out. I mean, that's what we're doing. But getting into there and luckily we have a couple friends that have been brokers in the past. So we're just knocking on their doors and saying, hey, like, just give us some advice here. And so luckily we have some great connections in that marketplace as well.
So in terms of retail, like, what types of stores are you looking at? Like, you know, HEB, Sprouts, like, where could you see your product being sold?
Where I met you at was that CPG Expo. And we really fell in love with the idea of getting into Central Market. I think it would just be perfect. And one of the nuggets that we took from that is, like, they said, one of the only ways that you can get out of Central Market, or that you essentially get kicked out of Central Market, is if you get into the big box stores. And if you're in the big box stores, you can't get into Central Market. So we're like, oh, well, that's really convenient. So like, why don't we start there? And so we had a couple calls and they said, you know, you'd have to start up with 8 locations. We're like, oh, that's perfect. So for when it comes to grocery and retail, then we want to start with Central for sure.
Makes sense. So in terms of direct to consumer, like how have you really just gone about getting the word out? Like, are you running ads or how have you gotten in front of people?
Ads to start. And so we were in blitz mode. Like at the beginning, in the first 30 days, we've been in blitz mode. But right now we're kind of sitting back. We're getting all the product tested and making sure that that's all online. So that takes time and making sure that, that we're good there. So now we're gonna start injecting a lot of resources in the marketing here in the probably next 90 days is what we're gonna do.
Makes sense. So what is your strategy? Is it, you know, are you focused on, like you mentioned ads, is it social media, you know, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Google, you know, obviously there's email marketing. It's like, what are you guys really focused on ramping up between now and 90 days from now?
It's going to be your main, you know, Facebook, Instagram, Google, Facebook. I already said that.
So you're saying, yeah, Instagram, Facebook, right? Google, not TikTok, right?
I mean, we like to pull on any chain that we can.
Right.
So we'll pull in all those, of course. And then what'd be great is getting into influencer traffic, and that would be ideal. So knocking on some doors there and getting connected, especially and also DFW is such a great place to get connected and networked out here. So, and that's where we're at right now.
Makes sense. So in terms of 2024, you know, bigger goals, like what are you looking at in terms of revenue? Like what are you looking to hit for next year?
Man, that's a great question. We're going to review our financial model here in a couple of days to figure out what are our rocks and what are our big goals for 1 year, 2 year, 3 year. But if we could sell, just think big, right? The sky's the limit. If we could do $10 million in sales next year, that'd be great.
But as of right now, like on average, let's like, okay. Cause as of now, like, you know, what's been, I think you've been live for like a month or so. So what's been like your revenue, you know, I guess like monthly revenue so far on average?
We've been doing a few thousand dollars in sales. We're just starting out, but we haven't really injected into the marketplace. So, and we've actually done better than we thought we were going to do. So we're like, oh, like really, without injecting too much into this, it's actually doing a lot better than we thought. So
that's awesome. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. So, I mean, are you guys like good with ads? Like, how have you been able to, you mentioned that you're not like injecting too much into it. So they're just getting a good, like a return like, on ad spend. Is it more of just, have you gotten in front of some influencers? Like what has worked for you? Cause you mentioned that you guys are at about, you know, $3,000-$4,000, like a few thousand dollars in sales. And I think, you know, it's like that book, 0 to 1, it's really hard to go from 0 to 1. So you've gone from 0 to like a few thousand, basically starting out. So what has worked for you in terms of direct to consumer?
Just getting ads and then getting on a few influencers pages and things like that. So that helps. Besides that, it's word of mouth. So besides ads, it's word of mouth around here. And so that's what DFW is really big on is, although it's one of the largest metropolises in the US, I mean, it's still such a great community out here. We're able to support each other.
So in terms of word of mouth, like have you gone to like farmers markets, like where have you gotten in front of people locally here in DFW?
Yeah, farmers markets are dying down because we're getting in the wintertime.
Right.
But we know a few local businesses and we're going to start hitting the local farmers markets, like the, I'm saying names, but like the smaller mom and pop markets. That's where we're going to start knocking on doors there. And just saying, hey, you know, here's our product and let's start selling there. So we're gonna be kind of switching into the mindset of we're gonna have direct to consumer and we're gonna have the e-commerce on one side. And then how can I and my partners just get in person on these guys' doorsteps and just how can we get our product on their shelves before even getting into like Central or HEB or Costco or whatever it is, before even doing any of that stuff. Hey, let's just put our polos on and let's go put on some custom Blue Hoffman nice polos and let's go door to door for these local businesses and get our stuff on their shelves.
That's amazing. Yeah, like I love how you're really kind of going outside the box. I feel like in 2023, people don't think about doing those things. Like, okay, I just need to be online or running ads. You're actually talking about going door to door, and that's awesome. So in terms of, you know, obviously now people are looking at different ways to use high level technology. So what does something like AI look for, you know, or look like for your business currently?
Man, I haven't looked into that. My partner is heavily involved in technology, so he could brief you on that one.
But I mean, do you guys use it like for copy, for your posts, for your ads? Like, I don't know, it's like if you're doing that, like if he's doing that.
Well, it comes down to our market strategy. So once we start breaking down our market strategy, that's going to be a huge sector of it, is how are we going to inject AI into our ads? In fact, you could probably help us with it.
Yeah, AI is great. So let me ask you this. So what would you say is the biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you even got into entrepreneurship in general?
Man, I've been in entrepreneurship since I was 17, and it's hard. And people don't realize how hard it is until you get into it. And failure is okay. So once you know that you're probably going to fail the first time, maybe the second time, maybe the third time, maybe you're going to fail until you're in your 50s, but something's going to stick. You know, I think of it like, you know, you're spitballing at a whiteboard.
Right.
And if you spitball enough, there's going to be one good idea. So if, let me look at what's the advice I would give myself at 17 years old is, hey, you're going to fail. And the sooner that you can get back up and just try again, the better.
For sure. Yeah. I feel like every time, you know, I've had failures too in entrepreneurship, it's like when you have like a failure, it can be like, you know, very difficult, but 100% you have to focus on what you learn and then taking that to your next venture. Yeah. But in terms of, you know, just what you're doing now, like, are you, you know, cause I feel like it's more challenging, right? Like when you have like a full-time job and doing this. So like, have you looked into, or it's like, you know, timeline, like really going into it full time, or do you have people on your team who are full time? Like, what does that look like for you guys?
No, we're not there yet. We're not there yet. And if timeline is, it's like, if we give ourselves a year, I don't see any reason why we couldn't jump ship.
Right.
So if we could give ourselves a year, that would be ideal. Or collectively, we have three partners. It's myself, so Alan Diamond, Vince Vasquez, Javier. And if one of us could jump ship, and then the other two stay on full time wherever they're at, and then it's going to be slowly but surely. Or if it's, hey, you know, business is moving, let's all three collectively come over. It depends. And what it comes down to for us is we have something, we have something that is really rare in business these days, which is, we have so much trust within our small knit group of our three people that we have, or me and my two other partners that we have together. And so that's really rare to have. We have so much trust in each other, and it's a blessing.
That's awesome. So if somebody watching this wanted to reach out to you, do you mind sharing your company website or social media handles, just best way to get in contact?
Sure. Yeah. We have our email that you could reach out to us, or our Instagram handle.
Awesome. So do you mind just sharing? Yeah. Go for it.
Yeah.
And your company website too.
Yeah. So do you want me just to read it out, or what would you like me to do?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Like if you can just read it out.
Yeah. So our Instagram is Blue Almond Butter, all one word, all undercase. And then our website is bluealmondbutter.com.
Okay.
All one word.
Awesome. Well, Alan, thank you so much for your time. It was a pleasure, and we're rooting for you guys.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks. All right. Bye.
Bye.